听双语，网天下，北京外语广播。Your bilingual station, AM774。大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思、托福、GRE， 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day。大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群，我们的群号码是3317640，是3317640。今天我们请到的嘉宾老师是 Emo。
Hello, this is Emo, nice to be here with youToday we're going to talk aboutthe experience of watching a movie.
Well, this is a very important topic because in the IELTS oral test, there will be a lot of questions regarding movies.
Exactly.很多同学在考试的时候，尤其口语考试的时候，可能会被问到，比如说一次去看电影的经历，然后想了半天，看电影的经历可能能记住的其实都是电影名字啊，演员是谁啊，片尾曲啊，然后中间男女主角，然后有过几次就是情感的跌宕，上下起伏，但是你看电影的经历可能会有一些其他的过程，我们可以去聊一聊的。Do you remember the last time you watched a movie?
I often watch movies at home.
With your girlfriend or friends,
yes.
Right? That's actually a sweet thing because now a lot of homes and, you know, people have projectors at home.
We don't have a projector, so we don't have a big TV screen.
我还把你 level up. Okay.
刚才说到一个叫 projector, 就是投影仪的意思。
Yeah, projector. 很多人家里现在其实有 projector, people use projector.
都是土豪了，不是很多人。
Yeah. To project the movie at home. At this time, you just need a white cloth, you know, taken as a screen. 你可能就需要一张白布，然后拿来当屏幕，悬挂在某个墙壁上，或者一个白色的墙，你就可以在家里面有一个家庭影院。This is nice, right? Last year, almost at the same time, I mean, this time, I bought the second-hand projector, 600.online, you know.
600. Only 600 yuan.
Yeah. Because this is the second hand.
A second hand projector only costs you 300 yuan.
Six.
600, 那好便宜啊，300块就可以买一个投影仪，家里可以看电影了。
对，然后我会在家里面 you know, at night, and I invite friends over, and we project probably old movies, because it's hard, you know, to get the latest movies. So, I just project the old movies. It was sometimes a French movie, sometimes a European movie, sometimes a documentary, friends share. So,You know, it was so nice. We have some drinks, wines, and we talk while we watch movies, and we chew those crunchy food. 你知道电影院的时候有一件事情你真的不能做。You don't crunch food.
Here is a key word, crunch.
Crunch.
Crunch, what does it mean?
Crunch 就是嚼，尤其是指去使劲嚼那些脆脆的东西， we say crunch.
Actually, the sound, the pronunciation of this word is also very similar to that sound.
Exactly.
Crunch.
Yeah, that's it. 哎，好有想象力，我第一次夸你。是因为一个嚼的词儿。
因为确实是这样的，确实是这样的，特别是在电影院，大家都喜欢吃一些脆脆的东西。
好像看电影就要有这种 feeling。
脆脆的爆米花或者
脆脆的东西在英文中就是它的形容词叫 crunchy food， 就是 crunch 后面加上一个 y， so you know don't crunch crunchy food。In a movie theater, but at home, it's totally fine. You crunch as much crunchy food as you like.
Yeah, 随便怎么 crunch 都可以，反正自己听嘛。对，
然后这个时候我们会在家里面，然后有时候就坐在那个一个椅子上，然后前面再放一个椅子，把脚 repose 在上面。所以看电影的经历，我们分为在家，然后和在电影院的两种。
Let's talk about some experience, some English words that we can use to describe the experience in a cinema.
Formal experience.
Formal one, yeah.
虽然 cinema 其实也是一个 casual situation, but there are something we can talk in a movie theater. 我们刚才其实已经说过一个了，就是 movie theater 其实有一件事情你是不能做的。There's like the taboo there. It's you don't crunch, you know, food.There, especially crunchy food like crackers, 饼干 or chips, or
薯片薯条、
yeah, exactly,、
chips.
something like that.、It makes the sound so noisy stuff.
And 爆米花
popcorns, exactly.
Yeah,
and you probably, you know, bothered people sitting next to you and.Bothered, yeah, probably they got the saliva out of their mouth, you know, 他们可能满口的流口水，然后因为他们不能吃。Anyway, so this is actually the first one, right? Remember crunch.
Yeah, so the food that makes sound,
yeah.
The food that makes sound should be prohibited in the cinema.
Exactly.
And also the food that makes the smell, you know.
The smelly food.
The smelly food cannot be also...taken into the cinema.
Like a durian, 榴莲是不是
Even popcorns.
Exactly.
我闻到旁边有人在吃那么香我吃不到。
你的整个嘴里都流满了口水 Mouth watering,
Mouth
right?
watering, oh.
Okay. And also, actually, let's have a look at other words probably we can use. Start. If you go into the cinema, the first thing you do probably just buy the ticket, right? You buy the ticket from the box office, right? Okay, 从这个售票处的 box office, you buy ticket from there, and then you need somebody to guide you to your seats.
哎，这个工作这个岗位其实我们经常看到，但不知道怎么说，连中文都不知道。
中文是不是中？
我只知道可能 maybe server。
Server 啊，我们会叫他服务员，但其实人家不是，人家有一个专门的中文名字叫领位员 ，Yeah。
领位员把你领到那个位置上面去。
Yeah, but in English we say usher.
Usher.
Yeah. It is exactly exactly the same name.
Yeah.
We call them.Ushers.
Ushers.
Yeah, ushers. To, you know, to say this kind of people who work in the cinema and whose responsibility is to take the viewers to their, you know, the designated seats.
Yeah, the word usher spells U-S-H-E-R.
Yeah, that's true.
The same spelling of that very famous R&B singer.Usher.
Yeah, exactly. So, ushers take you to your designated seats. And now, you know, I think you can start to wait and watch a movie. And, but for movies, 其实说到电影哈，其实也有不同的电影。我们可能之前会学习到电影的名字，比如说我们有musical, we have...
Science fiction.
Yeah, sci-fi. And we have this horror films.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Thrillers,、
mm-hmm.
and we have the romance comedy,、
mm-hmm.
And we probably have some tearjerkers, 可能有一些专门催泪那种电影。
那这个词大家学习一下 ，tear 眼泪的意思。
Yeah, tearjerker.
Jerker 怎么拼
？J-E-R-K-E-R, tearjerker.
Tearjerker.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you are watching a movie,And you just can't help crying out, probably loudly, in a movie theater.
So that kind of movie is called a tearjerker.
Tearjerker,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay. 刚才我们说了几种类型，我们再复习一下。一个是 science fiction, 科幻。
Science fiction.
科幻的。
Yes.
Romance.
Romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy.
Yes, or tragedy.
Or tragedy, 就是、悲剧或者喜剧。
Yes.、
然后还有这个。
Thrillers.
Thriller. 什么意思呢
thrillers is the movie with a lot of suspenses. 有很多悬念悬疑的一个电影，
就是悬疑片
yeah,
侦探片都是这种
thrillers and we also have horror films
horror 就是很恐怖的、
哎、我真的不能够理解为什么有人会看 horror films 我就听人讲、
这个在家看比较合适
no that's horrible 我就听人讲鬼故事我都会觉得后半夜就是睡不着觉半夜起来上个厕所然后还要拿个手电筒因为就觉得很害怕
有一个恐怖片里面有一个场景、
no!
就是这样我跟你说哈、啊、在晚上凌晨三点有一个人在家看电影、
oh, say goodbye to you guys 我要走了我要走了
OK 我们不说恐怖片了我们再聊别的片哈像这个Animation
已经有阴影了
动画片 Animation、
oh, Very good Or animated films
Animated
叫、嗯、诶这一类的电影我特别喜欢我很喜欢一个日本的就是除了迪士尼的 Pixar 的动画片之外我会喜欢日本的一个Animated Makers You know 宫崎骏、
oh.
I like his animated films a lot
Yes So this、yeah. is the word Animated动画片
Exactly、嗯、So these words are for different types of movie
大学生英语在线欢迎您继续收听
关于电影还有另外一个方面我们可以聊到其实是关于电影的评级我们叫 rated We have this rated for adults and you know people who are not adults yet然后我们可能有这样子的评级但是在电影的就是在国外的电影的评级然后有三种主要的然后 the first one is rated G rated G means general it's like everybody can watch this kind of movie
G stands for general
yeah G
the general
stands
public
for general.
can watch this movie
exactly and we also have PG-13
另外一个分类叫 PG-13 PG 十三、
yeah.
这个我猜猜看啊十三、
yeah.
是个数字
PG
跟年龄有关系是吧
I can't you know give you any hint now、
by
your luck
PG so maybe this movie cannot be watched by people under 13 years old
yeah or actually PG refers toparental guidance. That means, you know, the kids are over 13 years old and who can be guided and, you know, brought to the cinema with the parents. PG-13.
所以在国外电影的分类还有这么一个特别的一个分类啊。
Because something, if it's too violent for kids, actually, you know, people need to protect them from,you know, the early violence, because we know when people are in their childhood, they're very sensitive to these kind of bloody situations. Probably it has, you know, or it makes shadows on the whole life. So this is the PG-13, the parental guidance, protects the kids.
Parental guidance 必须得有在家长的陪同或者指导下才能看这些电影。
Exactly, exactly. 所以我觉得在雅思考试的时候，如果口语考试里面你还聊到了电影的分级，
wow.
然后聊到了 rated, 我觉得是件很酷的事情。
我们赶紧来复习一下，刚才讲了两个了，一个是 rated G, rated G, G stands for general.
Yeah, rated general.
所以这个 Rated G 的电影就是可以给大家所有人看的
Yes、
第二个呢是 PG-13 Which stands for Parental Guidance
It has to be guided Or you know Accompanied with the parents
So the key word is parental guidance
Parental guidance
Kids have to watch these movies with parental guidance And there is actually the thirdclassification、
yes.
of movies
yeah or the、
rating.
third one rated the third one is rated R
rated R 字母 R
yes、
这个 R 就是 restriction 的意思
exactly restrictions 也有一些我们叫限制级的电影 that means if you areYou know, younger than 18 years old, you cannot watch this kind of movies.
这是什么样的电影呢？
I guess the movie with some, you know, something like the violence, the sex, or something like that. And、
yeah.
you know, this is a...
Only for the adults.
Only for the adults.、
Yeah.
So that is the rated R.
So the third one is rated R. Here the letter R stands for restrict.
Exactly.
Okay.
所以我们现在有三种分级的电影，然后每一种都是以 rated 开头的。那么我们有 first one rated G refers to rated general, and the second one is rated PG-13. It refers to parental guidance.And the last one is rated R. It means, you know, the restricted one, and people can only watch when they're over 18 years old. 看来成年是一件很重要的事情，快快长大。
我们的听众朋友还有一些真的好像还没有成年哎。
OK。
我们 QQ 群里面有一些17岁、16岁的他们可能还得等几年才能看这个
rated
R 的电影。
Right, OK.But I think this system is designed to protect kids and children.
Yeah.
因为我觉得就是在媒体的信息方面，其实孩子可能自己的自我保护的意识和能力没有他的好奇心会大，但其实我就记得我小的时候，好像很小的时候，然后去看鬼片，然后就觉得那好像留下阴影了，就会一直吓到我很长一段时间做噩梦，所以我会觉得其实像那样的 movies like that should be parental guidance, you know, should be rated at that level, right?
但有一些电影家长不愿意陪我们看啊，你像有些儿童电影
啊，
就我自己来说的话，小时候喜欢看什么奥特曼啊，那家长都不愿意陪我看啊。但是
I think that's rated general.
Rated general, but actually, when I was a child, I was very afraid of, you know, being attacked by the monsters.
Yeah, that's horrible. I think children, you know, need more accompanied.
Okay, 我们现在聊儿童教育，其实我们应该在聊电影嘛，对吧？
Yeah, 回到电影哈，我们刚才聊到了分级，然后聊到了在电影院进来的第一件事情，你是需要一个 usher to lead you to your designated seat.
Usher 就是领位员，有一个领位员领你去那个电影院的座位。This is the first word we learned.
Yeah, and the second word we learned, the box office.就是买票的地方 we say the box office and also number three it is a crunch things 就比如说嚼那种很响的食物这个在电影看电影的过程中然后是不允许的 don't crunch during the movie 聊到的第四件事情是我们的 rated or the rating systems 电影的评级and there's something else you know when we're watching a movie we probably are so involved in a story and the plots going on so probably you know
the plots 是情节的意思
yeah plots means the stories、so you are so involved and after the movie probably this movie watching experience is a you know like a good memory for youI think, you know, that's a pretty good place, I mean, the cinema, to have a date. And especially, you know, put it this way.
I don't agree with you, I'm afraid. I don't think cinema is a good occasion, a place for two people to have a date.
Why?
Because as we just mentioned, we shouldn't crunch or we shouldn't speak aloud during a movie. So...How can the two people communicate with each other during a movie?
这个是个很有意思的话题哈，因为我发现如果两个人都看了同样一个电影之后，如果你们有这种 common feeling, 如果两个人就是有那种共同的感受 and you have the resonation, 有共鸣 resonation to the movie and probably the similar resonation to the movie, you just felt, you know, you understand each other more and probably it helps, you know,
develop a closer relationship.
Yeah, develop the more intimate relationship, 就往前进了一步 or it's like whenYou probably watch a movie with a violence or violent factors with, you know, this sad ending. The girl needs someone's support. And at this moment, if the boy hands out the, you know, like the tissue or something like that, or just like, you know, the sweet pat on her back, you know, it helps.
Yeah, 然后还有一种电影呢，就是恐怖电影。
哦，
哎，你别小看恐怖电影。心理学家说了，这个恐怖电影看的时候啊，会给人产生一种心情紧张的情绪， 这个情绪呢类似于初恋的感觉。
哇、
所以呢男朋友可以带你，
我怎么从来没有过这种感觉
就你心里很紧张，你可能会有一种错觉，哎，是不是我跟这个男孩在一起有点紧张，这样会让你印象深刻。
哇、哦、我也看过一个 theory， 这个理论这样说，说你和一个人约会或者说你想和一个人有很亲密的关系的时候，你们一定要想办法去经历心跳时刻、
嗯、
就比如说比如说蹦极啊，比如说游乐园的危险场所啊，或者是这种
恐怖电影，
恐怖电影、啊、
horror movies，
或者说任何的哪怕是一些运动，然后让你的心跳猛地加快、
嗯、
然后再慢下来，这样一种经历会让你对这个人就是有更好的印象和更深的印象，
嗯，
the deeper impressions，
嗯，所以
我们这里其实是一个甜蜜关系指导。
So let's watch horror movies together if you want to make friends or girlfriend, boyfriend.
But that's still horrible for me. I won't try that. I won't try that. But if you really get a very good and sweet memory from the, you know, the movie watching, probably you will keep something from the movie. 你看完一场电影之后，也许你想留个纪念，那这个时候有一个东西可能你就会作为一个 you know like a souvenir， 作为一个纪念品把它留下来，会是什么呢？ What is that？ 留下来一个爆米花的盒子。
Maybe a part of a ticket.
A part of a ticket, right.
票的那个电影票的一部分，但是其实留的是那个票根，因为有一部分你被撕掉了。
Exactly.一般这样的票，电影票啊，公车票啊，然后旅行景点的票哈，它那个票根都叫做 stub。
哦，这是一个新的英语单词，我们记一下啊 ，stub，S-T-U-B。
S-T-U-B。
stub。
电影的票根 or ticket stub， 就是你的可能去一个景点参观的那个票根。I think this is a very sweet and romantic thing to do, like you keep the movie stubs.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
I think also, here's the last word I want to share. It's about, you know, the box smash. Box smash, that means, you know, this kind of movie is so popular, and the box office is kind of smashed by people who want to buy the tickets.
It must be a very popular movie.
Exactly. Smash, 就是它本意是碾碎粉碎 box office smash, 大家把那个买票的地方可能都已经踏扁了。So box office smash.
票房大卖的电影。好，那我们最后呢再复习一遍，给大家加深印象。
Yeah, 那我考考你。
好，我想考你的其实。
所以我们是比谁最快。
既然你
okay.
OK lady first， 既然而且你抢先了，那你来考我吧。
OK， so the first one， tell me what are you know the rankings or the ratings of the movie？
考我的是电影在国外的三个分类。
Yes， or 分级。
分级啊、ratings， 第一个我想到了叫做 RG， 对吗？
Yes.
我记得还可以哈 ，RG。Rating General, as G stands for General. 第二个呢叫做PG-13 指的是13岁以下的小孩必须要在家长的陪同下才能看的电影。最后一个评级叫做 RR, that stands for Rating Restrict.限制级的18岁以下是不可以看的。
Yeah, rated restrict for people over 18. So this is the one. 啊，那再考你一个哈，那电影票上面的那个留下来的那一半我们叫什么呢？
Movie stub.
Movie stub, that's great. 你需要什么样的人把你领到座位上呢？
Usher.
Nice.
It's quite easy for me to memorize this word because、
okay.
Usher is a very popular singer.、
Yeah. That's it.And、maybe you can imagine him standing there.
Yeah, 所以 Usher 是个歌手，他也是他也打了个兼职的工哈。
他会不高兴的。And also, we have this very, very popular movie. We can call it a
box office smash.
That's nice. 最后一题给你 ，the last one. Okay. So what kind of thing you cannot do in a movie theater?
Don't crouch Don't crunch during the movie.
Exactly.
不要吃东西吃出声来。
Yeah, don't crunch during the movie. That's about it.
Okay.
Good job today.
好，那今天的节目就是这样了。最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的官方互动 QQ 群3317640，群的号码是3317640。好，感谢大家的收听，也谢谢 Emma 老师的陪伴，我们下一期节目再见。
Bye。
为满足广大英语爱好者的需求，华语广播自3月1日起播出张道真自学英语节目，播出时间每天上午11点。您还可以登录华语广播网站 www.am774.com 反复收听，敬请关注。
Can't let the music